This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to the latest from the Marketplace Edison Research poll. We found 83% said they support Congress passing a large spending bill to fix and upgrade roads, bridges, and airports. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer takes a look at why public support for infrastructure is rising.
64-year-old Taylor Rickard, an IT consultant, is giving me a guided tour of her worst nightmare.
Well, let me see if I can get us down there.
We're driving along the Rappahannock River in Fredericksburg, Virginia, under a bridge Rickard says is about 75 years old and showing its age.
Look at the rust and look at the patches.
Ew.
On the concrete. And that's what we're supposedly trusting our lives with.
Rickard took our poll, and you've probably guessed how she answered our question on infrastructure. She really wants Congress and the White House to repair it, starting with rail, highways, and yes, the bridges spanning the Rappahannock, which she drives over a couple of times a week, thinking,
one of these days, one of these bridges is going to give in.
Turns out, lots of people are worried about rusty bridges and crumbling highways. What to fix first? I turn to the American Society of Civil Engineers for that. Greg DiLoretto is chair of the Society's Committee on U.S. Infrastructure. I asked him to list his top three infrastructure priorities.
You know, it would be nice if it could be that easy.
DiLoretto says infrastructure is interconnected. You can't, say, fix wastewater treatment without improving the electrical grid that makes it run. DiLoretto says user fees need to go up for water, for highways.
We as Americans have to step up and say, you know what, I'm tired of sitting in traffic. I'm willing to spend some money to get out of sitting in traffic.
Back in Fredericksburg, Taylor Rickard says she'd pay a higher gas tax for better roads. The motivation behind Rickard's devotion to infrastructure usually sits right behind her in a car seat.
I have three grandchildren. I would like to leave them with a legacy of a country that works properly.
Rickard says she's been worried about the bridges over the Rappahannock since her kids were in car seats. In Fredericksburg, Virginia, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.